God has made an atonement for us. And that's where the famous verse from John 3:16 comes from. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. God has made a way. He's the way maker. And hallelujah. Jesus intercedes on our behalf. And there's only one way to come to the Jesus, and that is to have the Father draw you to him. And there's only one way to come to the Father is through the Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We come to one through the other. Amen. And but we're talking about Moses here, and he's in the old covenant, and we see Moses interceding on behalf of God's people. He was a prophet, he was a watchman, and he was an interceder. Interceder, is that such a word? He interceded for the people. Amen. And how important it is that we intercede. It was it was like Moses could feel the heartbeat of heaven, and the pulse of God was in him, and he would intercede for the people. And Moses became a great intercessor as he stood before God. God wasn't too happy with those guys, you know. And verse 32. Yet now, if you'll forgive their sins, but if not, I pray blot me out of your book, which you have written. Who would say that? Anybody say that? Amen. If you can't forgive them, I'll blot me out too. That was Moses interceding on their behalf. And yet the Lord answered him in the very next verse, I think it is. And he said, sure, let's give 33 a chance. And the Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. I don't remember the Lord ever speaking about the book of life. And so far back in the Old Testament as I did this week. And I mean, we hear about it in Revelation, that the book of life Jesus is talking about, and our names are in it. And that's what stirred me up. And I got down on my knees when nobody was looking, and I was hiding in my bedroom saying, Lord, put my name in that book. I know it's not there. And so I asked him to put it there, even if it was on the back cover. And when I get to heaven, I'm going to look on the back cover and see if the Lord squeezed me in or I was there all the time. I don't know which. But here God is, Moses is talking about a life, a book of life, and whose names are written in it. And if you're not going to save them, don't save me either. I'll never say that, Lord. If I have to go alone, I'm coming. I have to say bye-bye to the rest of you. But anyway, and I hope you have the same attitude too. I want Jesus. And so here was Moses, and he was interceding for the people, and we see how far he went. And the Lord continued to answer him in verse 34 and 35. Now, therefore, go, lead the people to the place of which I have spoken to you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. Uh-oh. The Lord's not going with them now. You ever get angry with someone? You don't want to hang around with them anymore? That was happening. It was happening here. The Lord said, I'll send my angel. They should go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit for punishment, I will visit punishment upon them for their sins. So the Lord plagued the people because of what they did with the calf which Aaron made. And so we see that children of Israel were put in the penalty box for a little time. Amen. And they didn't get off scot-free. Their atonement, they were punished for their sins. And Moses wasn't able to atone for their sins, but he continued to pray. That's what I love about this Moses. This was God's reputation that was at stake. You know, Israel was representing God, and now this was God's reputation that was at stake. It was his name that was being insulted and slandered. It was his glory that was being taken ransom. Amen. And now Moses continues to pray in verse 13 of 33. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight. Some people think there's no grace in the old covenant. But if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight. Hallelujah. And consider that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I'll give you rest. And so we see a shift here. And he's no longer sending his angel. The Lord says his presence will go with him. Then he said to him, if your presence doesn't go with us, do not bring us up out of here. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't bring us up out of here. Praise God. Let's read on. Come on. For how then will it be known that your people have found grace in your sight except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know your name. Hallelujah. And so the Lord promises, my presence will go with you. And I love this 16th verse. It's always meant something to me. How are people going to know that we found grace in your sight unless the presence of God is with us? And we all need to claim that. Hallelujah. How's God going to know that we're a praying people unless we find answers to our prayers, Clay? And unless we see a move of God, hallelujah, and unless we feel his presence to encourage us and give me an unction to function, and we all need a little unction to function, or the older we get, it's just hard to stay awake. And, you know, I'm not kidding. And someone who's in their 80s said that to me, and I said, I might be a young man in my 70s, but I'm feeling the same effects. Hallelujah. But here was the Lord now. Moses had interceded, and now God had granted to him to go with them, and his presence would go with them. And you know, God has given men power in prayer, yet there's so few that know what it is to take hold of the strength of God and be able to pray it through until they see an answer, to pray down his blessings on the earth. And my God, the earth needs your blessings. Amen. They need revelation of you. We need to see who you are. And you know, those that have been given this gift of intercession, I just want to say that it's God's will that the Holy Spirit will follow the inspired prayers of the saints. Hallelujah. It's God's will that the Holy Ghost follows the prayers, the inspired prayers of the Holy Ghost, birthing God's will in the earth. Hallelujah. And that's the power I want to see all of us have, life-changing ability to pray things through, to pray down the blessings of God, to see people healed. And you know, God rules this world, and he rules the church through the inspired prayers of his people. Amen. How do we interact with God? Have you ever asked the Lord for something, and sometimes it's hit and miss? And we always get an answer. Sometimes it's no. You know, sometimes it's yes. And we have to pray according to his will is what I'm trying to say. That's what the inspired prayers of God are. And God needs an someone who can intercede. He needs them in our day, in our hour as well. That's why he asked about it in Ezekiel. And we have the story of Hannah, and she was beside herself. She was didn't have a desire. The desire turned into much more than that. She was taken captive to whining and crying. She was just broken, and all she could do was cry before God. Yeah. And she prayed. And because of the condition she was in, she was able to lay hold of God like never before. She was like a pit bull with lipstick, laying hold of a bone. And she laid hold of God. And as she prayed for herself, God didn't hear a word she said. But then she began to recognize there's a crooked priesthood here, and there's no one to represent God in this day and in this hour. And Lord, you need an instrument for the hour in which we're in. And she, her prayers changed and said, Lord, if you grant me a son, I'll give him back to you. Hallelujah. And her son's name would be, in the future, Samuel. And the ministry of Samuel was birthed before he was conceived in his mother's womb. Hallelujah. Because God answers prayer. She was interceding on something bigger than herself, bigger than what she wanted. And so God heard those inspired prayers, and he brought forth the future plans that he had for himself and for Hannah. Praise God. How many times have you heard me say that? Yeah, great matters have been settled in heaven because someone's praying here on earth. And we think, well, yeah, you know, you're the pastor. He answers your prayers. Listen, I'm made of the same dirt you guys are. We all came from the same clump of mud. And Jesus has forgiven us, and your prayers are important. And the Lord isn't preaching to me this morning. He sent me to preach to you about how important it is to intercede. And you know, it's not something that we take for ourselves. Oh, I think I'm going to be an intercessor after I leave here today. I'm going to put it into practice. I'm going to go to the Bible college and ask them to teach me how to intercede. Amen. You'll do much better, much faster if you just get to the Lord and say, Lord, make me an intercessor. I want to rule and reign with you. Burden my heart about the things that burden your heart, and help me to pray them through until I see something burst forth on planet Earth. Hallelujah. You know, prayer really works, and I'm sure we've all experienced it to some degree or some other. And here was Hannah. She was learning how to communicate with heaven, and she was standing in the gap. She was standing between heaven and earth and holding on to both. Praise God. And she birthed the great prophet Samuel, who would become an intercede in the land. And it was through prayer. And you know, it's through prayer that we express our desires for other people. I wonder if God's impressed with that.